WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a bye week, giving Luke a couple of days off here. He'll be out in Owings Mills all next week doing all things Ravens around here. And we have wise conversations around here, and this is going to be a good one because November is a very important month. I don't even think my wife knows about this. My wife has been diabetic since she's 19, and she's 50 now, so about 31 years. I don't know if she knows November is American Diabetes Month. So during this month, we're taking the time to learn how to manage diabetes and how to take preventative measures, and certainly watching my wife from the first night I met her roll up her belly, her sleeve, her leg, her butt, her places to give herself shots. Christina Pelletier is here from Wise Market. She is the dietitian, but don't let that scare you off. She's here to help you live, not die. And certainly Diabetes Month. I don't need to tell you. I had one diabetic in my life before my wife came into my life. And once 20 years now into my relationship with my wife, there are a lot of people with diabetes in this country, and it's they're all sort of heroes in my way, just watching how my wife sort of navigates her sugar, her blood sugar. Mark Andrews from the Ravens is diabetic. It is good to have you on, and I know you like talking about this because you like helping people.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And yeah, diabetes is something that, you know, I get questions about almost every day. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there living with it, and there's a lot of information to navigate out there. So of course, if anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out to the Wise Dietitians. We are here to help you navigate that really difficult kind of landscape of diabetes. And there's so many different, you know, ways to go about it too.
Well, I mean, for Wise to employ dietitians, and you're not the only one, you're out in Brunswick in Western Maryland. I'm going to stop and see you next tour. I'm doing oysters, so I'm going to be out there at some point to say hello. But for the final decision that people make for their home, now, if you're out buying a burger, you're eating fast food, or you're going to one of our restaurants and having a crab cake or whatever, but in the supermarket, this is where the decisions are made as to what you're going to bring into your home. And I know from witnessing with my wife, quality decisions lead to a quality life and a quality lifestyle, especially when you have diabetes. And I'll tell you, it's not a shocker. I was a little chunkier back in the day. I was a little heavier when I met my wife back in 2003. And in 2006, I lost about 35 pounds, and I've kept it off for 17 years now, because my wife is so diet conscious about carbs, about what she can eat, when she can eat it, how she can eat it. And people are always like, oh, it's chocolate cake, you're diabetic, you can't have it. She's like, no, I can eat anything I want, but I need to measure what I eat, and I need to do it sensibly. And I think part of that, just for why Wise would have someone like you, is because I don't know what the percentage is of people that go through a supermarket in any given day that would be diabetic, but having a resource, because there is confusion. I've been married to a diabetic for 20 years, and I'm not on point. If I became diabetic tomorrow, I'd have to do a whole lot of learning above and beyond what I'm trying to figure out with my wife over 20 years about what you can and can't do.
Yeah. And we always suggest, you know, eating the rainbow, having those fruits and veggies. I feel like everyone always hears that, but it's especially important to get that fiber in. That's going to help kind of lower that spike in blood sugar, which is really important in diabetes, preventing that high blood sugar.
I came home, my stomach's been a little upset. My wife's like, I have some sweet potato that, you know, just sweet potato, just straight sweet potato. And it's because her body tolerates that really well, you know?
Yeah. And everyone's different, so that might work for her, but maybe not you, but it's worth a try for sure. And that definitely is.
But it's color. It's orange. You know, you say eat the colors. I mean, you got to talk about the melons and the zucchinis and the spinaches and the squashes and all the things that are delicious.
Yeah. And even fitting it in, like we had a great stuffed shell recipe and we threw in some spinach in there. And so just throwing it in where you can, maybe in recipes that you already have, is just a great way to sneak it in to add that just a little more punch of nutrition in your recipes that are maybe already your favorites, and maybe shopping in season as well. I know broccoli is in season right now, and in our healthy.
Broccoli's always in season in my house. I eat broccoli all the time.
Yeah, it's really great. And we have actually a tortellini skillet dinner recipe with some tortellini and some broccoli in there. Sounds really delicious. And also a broccoli chimichurri. So, even just
Whoa,
getting
whoa, whoa, whoa,
creative,
whoa, whoa. I've
I
never
know.
heard broccoli and chimichurri in the same sentence. I've never been in a restaurant where I can order broccoli chimichurri. So please do give me this recipe, Christina.
Yeah, so that can be found in our Healthy Bites magazine that we just came out with, which you can find in stores or online at wisemarkets.com/healthy bites. And it's kind of a green sauce. It's made with parsley, but you can also swap that out for cilantro. It has some broccoli in there, garlic, all the good stuff. And it's really good over a baguette, maybe mixed with some tomatoes and cheese, little bruschetta. You can serve it over eggs, tacos, put it on a burger. So
I haven't
really
eaten in 2 days and you're making me
good.
hungry. You really are, like all of this sounds like what I need to be eating, not like no offense to fried chicken and French fries and stuff and beer, but slowing things down. Christina Pelletier's here. She's a dietitian with Wise Market. She comes on from time to time and schools me on trying to stay fit as I'm getting older and eating the right things. And one thing I would say to you, and I know I've said this to you before, when I lost weight, I was inspired. My wife really got inspired by watching like the Celebrity Fit Clubs and the Biggest Loser was a big television show at the time. And I think Planet Fitness, one of my sponsors, was involved with that as well back in the day. And I watched a whole bunch of Celebrity Fit Club things. And the one thing they were saying to whatever overweight former 70s TV star that I grew up with that was trying to lose 80 pounds or like really serious amount of weight, it was beginning the day with complex carbohydrates and things that would burn all day long. And it kept coming back to the same thing, oatmeal. And at oatmeal and blueberries. And I thought, man, I love oatmeal and I love blueberries. And I don't need to have a lot of sugar in it because the blueberries would be sweet or whatever. And I use coconut palm sugar almost exclusively. Like I never, no offense to Domino's, we love the sign in the Inner Harbor, but I am a coconut palm sugar person in my coffee or even in baking in that way. But oatmeal, brown rice. My wife likes quinoa more than I do, but I eat a complex whole grain chia seed. I'm big into chia seed, big into coconuts. It's really changed my skin dramatically. But complex carbohydrates and oatmeal in the morning, I can't recommend it enough for anybody that's trying to lose weight or get more fit or whatever it is, just to start your day with something that's going to like burn and give you really, really good energy all morning long, like I have right now, Christina, for you.
Absolutely. And you have those whole grains in there, that fruit, lots of fiber, really gonna give you that energy that you need. And it keeps you feeling full for a little bit longer throughout the day too. So you're not constantly reaching for snacks and just really fills you up for sure.
I think it was a year ago I had you on and I told you about this product, and you're like, because we all play Wordle. This is a three-digit word. QIA, not QU, QIA. I think it's pronounced Kia or Chia. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's not chia seed and it's not CHIA. It's a different product. And it's like an oatmeal product. And Wise Market sells it in the organic aisle. And my wife has picked up like a cinnamon raisin version of this and whatever. And that's been something she has. That's it's helped her sugar. A chia seed pudding, when she's made that in the morning, chia seed pudding has been really good. And I live with a diabetic around the clock. By the way, diabetes, I want to talk a minute about that because Mark Andrews, our tight end, who's been injured, hope he gets back for the Carolina game. He wears the monitoring system that my wife wears on the back of her arm. Sometimes it's on the back of her back or her leg. And that has changed her life too with her phone, her iPhone, that she monitors her sugar. I would just say this, 19 years into this, when I met my wife, she tested by pricking her finger. I can't begin to tell you how many times I've had to get her orange juice or get her sugar tablets or keep her upright in various situations, which you never want. But the modern medical surrounding for diabetes and monitoring and education like yourself at Wise Markets, it's inspiring to me to see the pumps and different ways, especially with children. I mean, my wife gets a call a couple times a year from somebody whose child is diagnosed with diabetes, and they're reaching to her for buddy help, because the modern medicine on this particular affliction, it's incredible how far it's come to make my wife's quality of life better.
Yeah, absolutely. The technology that they have is so much more than they did, you know, years ago. And it's been so helpful to so many people who, you know, have just been diagnosed and are navigating, you know, how to manage your diabetes and know when your blood sugar is high or low and, you know, what to do about that. And that technology has definitely helped out to, so you don't have to keep pricking your finger. I know a lot of people have a tough time with that. And just, you know, the technology is so much better now for sure.
I found it to be, quite frankly, heroic when I met my wife 20 years ago that, you know, I came in, she needed me to get her some fruit. I came in, she's given herself a needle. And then I've watched her do that at dinner tables, in airports, in all over the world, watching her trying to keep it together. So big shout out to anybody out there battling diabetes or anybody that loves and cares for people who have diabetes. It is American Diabetes Month. We're celebrating the good care for diabetes with our friend Christina Pelletier. She is a dietitian, but she's here to help you live, not die, with Wise Markets at Brunswick. So you had cooking classes going on. I'm a little late to the party here because we're halfway through the month already. I know you have a pumpkin oatmeal cooking class going on the 13th here. Fill me in, because I've been up to the studio with you and Hannah and the rest of you. There's even like a little cooking kitchen going on up there at the Wise headquarters in Sunbury. Y'all are always trying to do fun things. And aside from these conversations with me to help people. And this is a great month to do some cooking.
Yeah, absolutely. We have our virtual cook-along classes. So we have 5 dietitians that lead them throughout the month. And we do have a cooking for diabetes class on November 13th, that pumpkin oatmeal that you were talking about. And we always like to kind of cook with the seasons, and pumpkin is all over still right now. And so pumpkin is, you know, a fruit really great for that blood sugar. So throwing it in some oatmeal, which kind of double whammy there with some double nutrition. Really great class, and you can sign up. You can go to wisemarkets.com/nutrition, find all of our classes there, and really great information. You can sign up, and we have cooked dinner classes, brunch classes, kids classes, so many different varieties and recipes to choose from that you're bound to find something that fits your schedule and your lifestyle.
Zucchini lasagna roll-ups, Mediterranean power bowls, pumpkin oatmeal. You know, I'm not done with pumpkin yet. We're not even to Thanksgiving yet. I still have pumpkin ice cream downstairs. My wife was baking an apple pie up in New Hampshire with her sister up in the woods a couple weeks ago. So I got the cinnamon ice cream out. I got my scooper out, right side up. Wise Markets, our friends, we call them Wise Conversations. Christina Pelletier joins us from time to time, helping us out then, helping us to better educate ourselves. You can do more at it, wisemarkets.com/nutrition. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Hey, you going to have some Christmas cookie recipes for me next month, or a little holiday, something? You going to have something healthy for me?
I think we can work on that. Yeah.
All right. Christina's going to work on that. She's putting it together. We appreciate all that our friends at Wise Markets do. And by the way, I want to give another shout out, because I've been doing some shopping here the last couple of weeks. I've got my app and rewards. Make sure you're using your points on your phone. Eat better, spend less. Make sure you're using all your points. My Wise. There we go. My profile. Hold on. My rewards. Here we go. I've spent, there it is, $4,077. And I have currently, Wise reward points, 348. I get the 400. I get a turkey. There you go. All right. Christina, I appreciate you.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to get back out to the football fields next week. We got the Carolina Panthers in town. Election is over. We are staring at a lot of results and a lot of new government here in the state of Maryland. So congratulations to Wes Moore and all of the victors here in Maryland. We'll be talking more about that. And the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road on the 18th, next Friday before the Ravens game. We're going to be at Pappas Restaurant up in Cockeysville. All that brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. These Wise Conversations can be found at WNST AM 1570 or at BaltimorePositive.com.